You're listening to the Living Unapologetically podcast, where you'll learn to thrive living the unapologetic lifestyle. With your host, Shakita, she'll discuss entrepreneurship, life, faith, dating, and everything in between. You'll be unapologetically you, and she'll be, well, unapologetically her. And now, here's your host, Shakita.
Hello, everyone, and happy Friday. I am so excited that you are here listening to this podcast episode titled Rushing to the Good Part. You know, it literally like came to me the other day that I was always and am always rushing to the good part. If you are like me, you know that God has promised us phenomenal things. He's promised us amazing things. And I think for me, I get so stuck on the promise, it's kind of difficult for me to enjoy the beauty in day-to-day life, right? I spend so much time focusing on, you know, the end destination instead of focusing on the journey. So if this is you on today, I know that this episode is for you. I have been really spending more time with God this year, and I know that God is faithful to his promises, but I know that God wants us to enjoy our lives. He wants us to enjoy every waking moment until we reach our promise. I know that a lot of you may feel like you should be further than what you are. You should have done more. Things should have been different. Things should have gone differently for you. And I think that you are kind of waiting for the next big thing. But I think it's the little tiny moments in life that lead to that next big thing. I think it starts off when you wake up in the morning and you're grateful for just waking up in the morning, not just waking up in the morning and you're like, oh my God, I'm still stuck in this place, or I'm still stuck at this job, or I'm still stuck in this dead relationship, right? You know, and so I think it starts off with just gratitude, being grateful for the opportunity to wake up. You know, I'm 37 and I have really seen a lot of stuff and a lot of people passing that are younger than me, that are older than me, you know, but a lot of people are leaving. And so to still be here, to still be able to put out a podcast or listen to a podcast or wake up is really a blessing. Like that, number one. God, I remember on the prayer call, they used to always say, God, thank you for waking me up, waking me up, waking me up. And at that time, I didn't have that mindset. I would be like, okay, of course he's going to wake us up. But it's not promise. You know, life is a gift, right? And that's why it's called present, right? When you're present, you're in the present, it's a present. And so, so life is a gift, and they would always say, thank you, God, for waking me up in the morning. And that is a reality. Thank you, God, for waking me up today, right? Thank you for waking me up. And I think that when you start a day of gratitude, you are able to be present and you're able to focus on what matters. And that is the day. You know, we all have goals, and we talk about goal setting often on this podcast. We have goals. We have things that we want to accomplish with our lives. But in the meantime, in between time, can we exercise gratitude? Can we enjoy the day-to-day life, the days leading up to this big event, the days leading up to us reaching our goal? You know, not so much rushing and running and looking forward to the end of it, you know, looking forward to, you know, the good part, always kind of rushing to the good part, because some days are going to just be regular days. They feel regular, they feel repetitive, they feel like, God, you know, boring in a sense. But even in those days, God is working. God is always working. He's always doing something. Like you and I, we sleep so many hours per night, but we serve a God that never sleeps. He never slumbers. He's never not working. He is always working things out for us, you know. So we may have those days where they seem so dry, so boring, so flat, So just, you know, but it's up to you to make those days great every single day. Make it the best day that it could be, like ever. Like, even if it's a change of mindset, this is going to be the best day ever. And I know it sounds so cliche. I know it sounds very, very cliche, but I've been waking up and I've been declaring, this is going to be the best day ever. And whatever happens to me today, it is good, because I can do whatever I need to do with Christ by my side. I can manage a breakup. I can manage a disappointment. I can manage, you know, bad news. You know, I can manage whatever that is coming my way on this day, you know, with God on my side. I can process it. I can handle it. I can work through it. I will get through it. It is going to be okay. So I want to tell you that today. It is going to be okay. You will win. You are phenomenal. You will get to that place that you desire to be. God is answering your prayers. It takes, you know, great things take time. There's this quote super popular on social media, great things take time. So on those days that you feel they're lame, they're boring, whatever you call it, appreciate those days. Because one, you have Christ. And any day with Christ is better than any day without him, for one. For two, you have another day. There are so many people that wish that they could have another day, and you have it. And so here's a scripture that I've been reading throughout the week to kind of ground me and to kind of help me, because I'm eager to get to the good part. I'm eager to get to this place that God has called me to reign in. I'm eager to be there, but I'm not there yet. So this scripture really comforts my heart. And it's from Psalms 90. And it says, "So teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Return, O Lord, how long, and have compassion on your servants. O satisfy us early with your mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to the days in which you have afflicted us, the years in which we've seen evil. Let your work appear to your servants, and let your glory and your glory to their children. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish the work of our hands for us." Yes, establish the work of our hands. You know, that's a blessing, because they're asking God to teach us to number our days. God, show us what we ought to be working on today. God, lead us to what we ought to be doing today, moment by moment, step by step, so that we may gain a heart of wisdom. You know, I've worked on a lot of projects these past couple of years, right? But it's like, God, what do you want me to do today? What do you want me to do today? And it says, God, establish the work of our hands for us. You know, when I read the book of Proverbs, I read the book of Psalms, it's not a crime to ask God for success. It's not a crime to ask God to establish the work of your hands, to bless everything that you touch. It's not a crime to do those things, right? And so this scripture brings me comfort, because it's like, God, teach me to number my days, you know, so that I may gain a heart of wisdom. You know, make me glad, God, make me glad the time that I have on this earth. Show me how to be glad here. Show me how to be grateful here. Show me how to be joyful here. Man, that gets me excited. And he will. So I just wanted to tell you guys on today, don't be in such a rush to get to the good part, to get to that part where you are just eagerly excited to share with the world these amazing things, because there are these little events that leads to that grand engagement, that phenomenal wedding, the birth of a child, that promotion, or the success of hitting 6 or 7 figures, you know, launching that company. There are a lot of little steps that people don't see before we get that grand announcement. So instead of being so focused on the big part, instead of being so focused on the good part, ask God to teach you to number your days, that you may gain a heart of wisdom, that he may show you what is important this day, that you may learn to be like glad to rejoice in every single day. There's a scripture that says, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will be glad and rejoice in this day, because we don't know how many days until our breakthrough. You know, we watch so many people in the Bible, so many people, it appeared like it was overnight with Ruth. You know, she was gleaning in the field and then she went from owning the field, right? It looked like it was just like this overnight thing that God did for her. But no, it was a day by day by day. Her learning to apply a heart of wisdom, God teaching her to number her days so that she may gain a heart of wisdom. So I pray on today that this message blesses you and that it encourages you to know that, guess what? Even on your low day, even on the day that you feel like you're not producing, even on a day where your body is tired, even though it feels like Groundhog Day, guys, some of these days, they just feel the same, like they're running all together. It seems like they're running all together. And I'm like, Lord, what are you doing in my life? What are you doing in my life right now? What season am I in right now? He's teaching me to number my days. He's teaching me so much right now. And regardless of what it looks like, God is working. Every day matters with God. Every day counts with God. Every day counts. So I want you to know that today. Don't be in such a rush to get to the good part. Enjoy the journey, guys. It's not about the destination. Enjoy the ride. Enjoy the journey. Because you're going to look back and you're going to realize how much it mattered, whether he was building a habit, character, you know, whatever he was doing, it was perfect. Because God says that all things work together for good for those that love him and who are called according to his purpose. So everything is going to work for you. It's going to work for you, friend. You have to know that on today. You really do. I hope this message encouraged you. If it blessed you, I know it will bless someone else. Share the podcast with a friend or a family member or whoever you feel needs to hear this. I look forward to speaking with you all soon. Have a very blessed weekend.
You've been listening to Shakita on the Living Unapologetically podcast. Join us next Friday when she discusses more of faith, entrepreneurship, and everything in between. Please visit our website for more information, www.iamshakita.com, or on Instagram @iamshakita. And don't forget to like and subscribe.